In the day's other news, evidence is growing that an explosion rocked a dam in southern Ukraine this week just before it collapsed. The New York Times reports U.S. spy satellites detected the blast. Norwegian research group says seismic data also showed an explosion. The dam's collapse unleashed a deluge that's flooded towns and forced thousands to flee. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his people will endure.
Today, I received reports about the rescue operation. An enormous amount of challenges remain. But I am sure, no matter how difficult they may be, we will overcome the consequences of this disaster and all Russian evil.
Separately, the White House said fresh intelligence indicates Iran is helping Russia build a drone factory near Moscow. The goal is to ensure a steady supply of weapons to use against Ukraine. Smoky skies partially cleared today in Washington, New York, and much of the U.S. eastern seaboard. Air quality alerts remained in force in many places, but at lower levels. Meanwhile, officials in Canada reported the arrival of fire crews from the U.S. and elsewhere will help contain fires in Quebec. At the same time, more fires spread across the western province of British Columbia. They are adding to the worst start ever for the wildfire season in Canada. In China, severe flooding swamped part of the country's southwest today after days of heavy rain. The downpours dumped a record 24 inches in 24 hours in Beihai, a province that suffered extreme drought just last month. State TV showed rescue workers wading through flooded streets to free people from their cars. Forecasts call for more rain across southern China in the coming days. Ethnic clashes in South Sudan have killed more than 20 people at a UN camp that's taking in war refugees from neighboring Sudan. Doctors Without Borders say violence erupted Thursday at the Malakal camp. It's home to thousands of displaced people in the region. In Sudan itself, a new attempt at a 24-hour ceasefire is set for Saturday. 2 months of fighting there have displaced nearly 2 million people. Back in this country, Wall Street managed fractional gains on a quiet day of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 43 points to close at 33,876. The Nasdaq rose 20 points. The S&P 500 added 5.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.